Hail and well met. Welcome back to another episode of Self Evident. My name is Kenna Rose and I am here with
Bren.
And today we're just going to give a little update about school, a little update about life, and then we have an update about the podcast we wanted to share. So we're going to head right back into it. Bren and I just moved back to our respective schools. Bren's at Cedarville. I'm at Taylor. It's been a crazy summer. I was interning at a magazine, which was fun. It was, I think, my first full-time job. So that was an exciting experience. Bryn got to work at Altered State.
I did. I worked at Altered State this summer. One of my really good friends, she is a manager there. And so she and I got to work together, which was super fun. I got to work with my coworkers. Course, because you work with coworkers, but I love them all so much. It's super, super fun. Let me tell you, the customer service is not for the weak.
Yeah, some of the crazy things that happen. I worked at Altered State with Bryn over Christmas, and talk about wild.
Yeah, but yes, so we're both back now at school. Like she said, I'm at Cedarville, she's at Taylor. I'm going into my sophomore year, which is super, super exciting. And I don't know. It's just super, super exciting. New things coming this semester. I have the opportunity, the Lord has blessed me with the opportunity to be the vice president of the Turning Point chapter at Cedarville. And so I'm super excited about that, super excited to get involved in Turning Point and to help spread, hopefully spread the gospel through political means.
That is really, really exciting. I'm so proud of my younger sister and excited for her as she moves into this chapter of her college journey. I am going into my junior senior year, by which I mean I will be a junior for the first half and a senior for the second. I didn't do college normally. I did dual enrollment during high school, took two gap years, went to a different school, transferred to Taylor, and at that point I still just don't really know where I am, but it's been great. But so all that to say, we wanted to give a quick update on our platform. Yeah. We had a couple of hosts drop out suddenly due to lots going on in their lives. And so in essence, Bryn and I are going to just take a bit of a hiatus while we restructure some things, figure out where we're going next, things like that. We're not going anywhere. We'll still be here. We'll post to Instagram occasionally. We have some fun podcasts that we're going to record or that we have planned just for at least this next semester, maybe this next school year. We're going to be on a bit of a hiatus while we restructure.
Yes, but we will be back. Never fear, we're not leaving. But yeah, restructuring is definitely something that we're going to be doing. Yeah, so keep your eyes out for more exciting things to come.
Exactly. We'll be back. I mean, I know I even have a couple of emails with some fun interviews we've got planned in the future. So, you know, it has been an incredible, I think, 3 years since we started Self-Evident with Jenna and Alyssa and Eliana. And we've gone through a lot of changes. We've gotten some really, really neat opportunities with who we've been able to talk to and events we've been able to attend. And we've covered some really fun topics. So we're excited to keep going and to move forward into this new stage in life. We're just going to put it on hiatus while we figure out what that is and hopefully look for God's leading.
I know. I definitely think, at least me personally, have seen God's hand in this. And so I think that we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's the plan is yet. We're still in the process of discussing that, but I think that God has such a cool plan for each one of us hosts, Jenna and Alyssa and Ellie, Kenna and I think he has such a cool plan for all of us, and I'm super, super excited to see what that is, and 100%. Just following him, trusting in him, giving it all to him, just Amen. Seeing what he does, because he knows best, but we will be back, don't worry.
True that. And you know, it's been really, really neat. One of the coolest things, at least that I think I've seen over the course of doing Self-Evident, has been just how many young people want to talk about Jesus and want to talk about worldview issues. and want to really dig deep into what does the Bible say about these things going on in the world.
Yeah, it's super encouraging to see, not only just in the political realm. I know Self-Evident is a political Christian podcast, but I think also just in the Christian realm and world in general, there's so many new believers who are so excited about Christianity and about faith. Even just last night, Cedarville does a fall Bible conference during the beginning week of school and just starting, and there was just an altar call, and it's super, super cool to see all these new believers coming and committing themselves to the Lord and just falling on their knees worshiping, and it's, oh, I'm gonna start crying. It's so cool to see how on fire Gen Z is for Christ, and it's a different sort of way. There's a little bit of a fire burning, and so it's not as much of a traditional in the sense of we do this because it's a tradition, but we do this not only because it's a tradition, but because it is something that we love and it is something that is important, and we love the Lord so much. And I think it's super, super, super cool to see.
I know we were talking the other day, and one of the things you pointed out is how cool it's been to see Gen Z emphasize the relationship of, us being able to walk with God and truly have a friend in Jesus. And that has been really neat.
I think, I definitely think the Christian faith is not as much of a religion as it is a relationship. And even just the Fall Bible Conference again was just talking about how in a marriage, when things get hard and when you don't feel like you love that person, or when you don't feel like you are connected or whatever to that person, that could, the commitment that you made in your vows does not stop. You still have to choose to love them through that lack of emotion. And I think that that is something in Christianity too, just it's a relationship, and it's something that you have to work towards. And it's not just a, oh, I'm saved. It's like a, oh, I'm saved, and so I'm going to follow Christ. I'm going to push through the heart. I'm going to resist temptation. I'm going to do everything that I can in the power of Christ to keep following him and relying on him. And I think that, I mean, like I said about Gen Z, it's a different perspective. And I think it's really, really helpful. And I don't know, it's cool. It's cool.
it's really, really incredible to know that we are saved by grace, and it's a relationship through which we get to walk with God, and which we get to put effort into the relationship the same way we would with a friend, is where, because, God saves us through the free gift of grace, but that relationship requires us to put some effort in. And so scripture reading, which we did an episode on that way back when we first started. I think that was still a good episode, although we might have been super scattered. I don't really remember at this point. Some of our original episodes were crazy.
there's a verse that I always kind of think of. I don't remember the exact reference. Maybe Kenna knows it. But it talks about how even the demons believe. And it terrifies me, because it's you can believe, and you can have a sense of I think there's a God, I think there's a God there, but if you don't commit to the Lord, again, even the demons believe, and they know. Why it's so important to make the choice to follow Christ. I think of the passage also that's faith without works is dead, and it's not our works that save us, but our works and our desire to do that kind of is, showing.
Right. No, I know what you mean. I mean, those are actually from the same passage, James 2, where he talks about, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? So James is really, really going hard at it. And he's not saying that we work for salvation. No, that is very, very clear, especially in Romans and in scripture, even in James as a whole, that salvation by grace is how we are saved through Christ's death and resurrection, through the confessing of Christ as Lord and believing he was raised from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the idea that as believers, if we don't show the fruit of salvation, then are we really saved? If people can't look at our lives and see that the Holy Spirit has worked on us, what does that mean about our souls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that, like, I know I shared most of my testimony on the
ELTV
TV show.
Yeah,
ELTV. Oh my gosh, it's asleep, lack of sleep.
It's okay. I'm like half dead too.
I know. On that, I shared my testimony, and I think that for a lot of people, sometimes you have that moment where you're like, I'm saved, and it's such a beautiful moment, and it's
mm-hmm.
it's like, well, and you're on fire for Christ because you're saved, and it's like it's so new and it's fresh and it's beautiful. But then time goes by and hard things still happen, people still pass away, life still, I mean, it's hard and things still hurt, and it causes you to be like, wait, what? Like, I thought I was mm-hmm. saved. I thought I was like over that. But like in a relationship, bringing it back to like the whole relationship, like a relationship, it's going to grow. It's going to change. It's going to fluctuate. Your relationship is going to be the same thing. And just because those hard things continue to happen, that does not mean you are not saved.
That's such a good point. It is such a good point, though, that hard things continue to happen even when we're saved, but it's because we still live in a fallen world.
Yes.
So we're redeemed by grace, and we're waiting for Christ to come back and fix all the evil in the world as a whole.
Yeah. It's kind of continuing down this rabbit trail.
We love rabbit trails.
I love them. One thing
sometimes they lead to Wonderland.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. Yeah.
One thing that I was kind of taught this year, and the Lord really showed me, is that even though like it doesn't seem like it, even though it's hard, and this brings to the question, like, why does God let his children go through hard things? And one thing that God really showed me through that question that I was like really struggling and wrestling with is that, yes, he lets you go through these things, but he does it to test you and to grow you. And so you don't stay in that same spot, whether that is a spot in sin or a spot mm-hmm. in something that is just not right, or an area that you can grow in. But it's not like he just leaves you to go through that alone.
Right.
He's going to be there with you, and he's going to walk through that with you. And it's why it's like you can cling to him through that mm-hmm. hard. He doesn't just leave you to suffer that alone, but he doesn't.
Amen.
He lets you go through those things for your good and for his glory.
Amen. And you know, that is truly what people want in terms of, you know, one thing I've seen, our generation really longs for community. Our generation really longs for authenticity, and our generation really longs for stability. And God gives us all of those things. He is stable. He is the solid mm-hmm. rock on which, you know, a solid foundation is built. He provides community, even in the way he sends the Holy Spirit, or in how he is our friend, in how we can cling to him and trust him like we're talking about. And he is authentic. Oh my goodness. He is authentic in the same way you were talking about just now, where he won't let you stay in your sin. And he is honest about what's wrong with the world. But he's also honest in that he loves you and that you are made in his image. And so it is an incredibly special relationship, incredibly beautiful thing to be saved by grace.
Definitely, definitely. And tying all of that back to talking about how, I mean, we can see God's hand through what is happening with Self-Evident right now in our fun little break. Mm-hmm. It just shows his love for us. I think that he's willing to open a door, close a door, do all that stuff for us. And I think mm-hmm. it shows that our faith is a relationship, and it shows that he's there. And I think it is very, very cool.
Amen. And so I think, in this next couple months, this next semester and a half, 2 semesters, as we go on hiatus, I know Bryn and I are planning on talking, looking over what went really well, what sort of things we could do better on with podcasts and social media content and things like that. So we would love to hear from you. What do you like? What did you dislike? What sort of things do you want to see more of? Because we're working on restructuring all of that. It's going to be epic. God is good. We are very sad that Jen and Alyssa had to pull out due to busy
Busy
schedules.
schedules.
We are going to miss them incredibly. They both offered so much wisdom and so much creativity in terms of keeping this podcast afloat and giving us great ideas. I mean, they did a lot of heavy lifting over the last year as Bryn and I were in completely different states. So we're so grateful for them. We're grateful for you guys. We're excited to see where God leads us. And without further ado, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is self-evident.